1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans under heat alerts this week. A dome of hot air starting in the Midwest and stretching all the way over to the Northeast, says ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Storms knocking out power for thousands, just as Pittsburgh starts what could be their hottest five-day stretch on record. In Cincinnati, the heat index already soaring to 104 degrees. New York's governor activating the National Guard. Some schools dismissing early. New York City opening 500 cooling centers.
President Biden now with an election year move to offer relief to potentially hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally. The White House says in the coming months, the spouses of U.S. citizens who don't currently have legal status will be able to more easily apply for permanent residency. Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking North Korea for supporting his actions in Ukraine. Putin visiting Pyongyang this week. Another Boeing whistleblower coming forward with alleged quality control issues about the plane maker. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Harry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Metropolitan School District has opened up the process to choose a name for the new Southside Elementary School. Southside on East Badger Road just wrapped up its first school year. Here's the thing. There are 175 naming proposals. There are proposals to name it after local philanthropist Lori Mann Carey, former administrator in UW-Regent Milton McPike, and Ada Deer, the first Indigenous woman to run for Congress in Wisconsin. The Citizens Naming Committee will be accepting feedback for the next 30 days. And if you need a spot to cool off this week, you have a few options. Libraries are air-conditioned. There are 9 branches in the Madison Public Library system. Plus, the City of Madison operates 3 splash pads at local parks, Rheindahl on East Wash, Elver on the west side, and Cypress near the Arboretum. Plus, there are splash pads in Cottage Grove, DeForest, Fitchburg, Middleton, Sun Prairie, and Verona. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So, definitely someone I'm comfortable with and the details and footwork and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Right now, it's 74. Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
When you have all of these people coming from our top geopolitical foes with ties to radical Islamic terrorism, that there are terror cells in this country. And 9/11 or worse is coming. Now, it's not a matter of if to me, it's almost a guarantee. I hope and pray to God I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. I've been saying it over and over again.
No, you don't hope you're wrong, you traitor. Okay, this is a thing now, right? We've talked about Trump saying it, but that's, you know, at Hannity, the right-wing ecosphere, they are rooting for a terrorist attack. Yep. I'm sure they're praying for in October. Right?
And they blamed Clinton for 9/11, remember?
They're rooting for Americans to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is just so, I don't even know, deeply unpatriotic doesn't really sum it up, but we were talking about the, what are they called? Cheap fakes, deep fakes, whatever you want to call it.
Cheap fakes. There's a difference between cheap fakes and deep fakes.
Yeah, there is a difference.
Chris, you said it the other day. It's like they have nothing to run on, so they have to cheat.
Yep. Right.
This is all cheating. It's cheating. It's fear-mongering, whatever you want to call it. And I get it. Oh, politics has always been a dirty game and blah, blah, blah. You know, the famous ad, Goldwater blowing up a little girl with a daisy in 1964.
I mean, there's precedent.
And that, Chris, I have to say, I don't know how many times at dinner my dad said, I wish I could blow up more little girls with daisies with nuclear bombs. I was like, okay, Dad, pass the gravy.
You know that's going to end up on newsbusters.
That was their policy, though.
See, they'll use that and say, see?
You know they're going to do that, right?
We did, actually, there was a time. Remember talking to Fernando Mondi yesterday? There's a time we did debate actual issues and differences in policy. This is just, and I'm asking everyone that comes on this show, because we have the smartest, funniest people in the country, I think. But I was asking Fernando, like, how do you, because people go, oh, politicians always lie. Not like this.
No.
Not, it is a solid wall of lies about everything.
Right.
How do you run against that?
Right.
And then, I hate to say it, but the, you know, evidence to some degree it works, whatever degree you believe polling or not, but the amount of people that believe Biden was responsible for the fall of Roe v. Wade and Trump is responsible for getting them $35 insulin.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fight against that? And this stuff, the RNC and Fox News, they're like, oh no, these, you know, cheap fakes are fine. We're not, because they're unedited. They know exactly what they're doing.
Fox
News admits that they are edited, but they say it really happened, so they're fair.
Right. And a lot of that side, they don't. At least we watch other things. We watch Fox. We go to other places. They're siloed. And that's their only reality.
Yeah.
And they will not believe. It is like 100% fact the way they state whatever they saw on Newsmax or Fox News or whatever. And it's we were focused, Jody, because you and I were there. Biden fundraiser on that one,
them saying that, oh, you know, Obama had, he was confused and Obama had to lead him off stage. And I'm like, no, we were right there.
He wasn't lost.
Arm around him because they were like, first of all, they're in the middle of a standing ovation, mm-hmm. right? They obviously love each other and are good friends. Obama put his arm around him. They walked off stage. That was it. But that was the one we were focused on. You mentioned the paratrooper one, which I hadn't even seen.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
But it's just he's giving the thumbs up and saying hello to a paratrooper,
yeah.
and they make it seem like he's waving to nobody and confused.
Right. When they show it, they leave the paratrooper out of it and makes it look like he's just kind of wandering off into space.
Yeah, right.
And so the context isn't there. Fox News says that that is fair to do.
Right.
So we have plenty of video of Trump that we could cheap fake.
Well, the other thing,
we need to start doing that.
Nobody in New York when he leaves Trump Tower.
The thing is, you don't even have to edit that.
No.
Take any clip of him getting the doctor wrong.
Right.
Right.
That he says he aced his dementia test with.
Right.
You can use almost any clip from any. We don't have to cheat. He is clearly in the throes of dementia or God knows
what. But you know what? We can go even further by doing cheap fakes because Fox News says it's okay to do that.
Fox says if you know nothing about politics, they work. See, this is what
they
don't
do work.
Sean Hannity, if there's a terrorist attack, because that works, people will go, oh, my God, Biden can't keep us safe. I mean, but it's just to be openly, I feel like they just at the end put that disclaimer in. Oh, of course, I think I'm wrong. Trump said it. 100% chance there's going to be a terrorist attack. And with the degree of traitor that Donald Trump is, you think, oh, God, who's he actually talking to that's going to do this for him?
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Putin?
Yeah. The thing is, democracy is at stake. So we need to cheat as much as they do because we need to win or we won't have a democracy.
But Chris, the difference is we don't have to cheat. That's what I'm saying. We don't have to cheat. Any clip of Trump.
We can. We can push it even further than reality is. We need to do this.
I disagree with you. We will ask Charlie Pierce and Steve Marmel, who join us today.
Then I'm afraid we're going to lose democracy if we don't.
How do you cheap fake Donald Trump any worse than he actually is?
You can. If the Democrats should have people on staff that can do this. If they don't, they're irresponsible.
He actually, this is why this has become 100% projection, because everything they say Biden is. Scarborough had an interesting take on it, and I was thinking this exact same thing yesterday, that you wonder in some ways, is it helping Biden? Because they keep lowering expectations. And then when the guy shows up at the State of the Union, when the guy shows up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, they're like, what? Where's that demented, decrepit guy we've been seeing in the And, you know, he's saying that, you know, this would work this way with the debate because they make it seem like Joe Biden can't even
stand up for 10 seconds.
Yeah, and Bob Seska reminds us all the time, you know, he keeps putting all those things forward. If you remember, this was part of the 2016 cheating with National Enquirers. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Hillary was not only dying, she was dead several times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was not only dying, and there she is in her gorgeous caftan. Standing ovations at the Tonys.
Right.
But oh my God, it wasn't just one. That was the whole story. She was dying. She's very sick. She's not there.
Unfortunately, that worked.
On and on. Well, I don't think that's what the determinative factor was.
It was a whole bunch of things. That was a big part of it.
But this is what Scarborough was saying. He condemned Fox, obviously, in the RNC and this is the problem. There's no difference now. There's no fringe. It's the, Republican Party itself.
Right.
Scarborough expressed concern in the middle of a presidential election, the Murdoch media empire. He said the media ecosystem seems to be spreading misleading or outright false stories about Joe Biden. And he just said, I got to say this one more time. They're only helping Joe Biden. They're only lowering expectations. They do it before the State of the Union. And afterwards, they're so freaked out how Biden did. Well, he's so good. How well he did. He must have been on cocaine.
Right.
That was what they. Right. That was the mm-hmm. next thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, he's obviously oaked up. They lower expectations. They say he's not like cogent. Then he goes out and does a really good job. And they're like, wait, what happened?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was to our point yesterday. We were talking about, I think with Fernand, about polling too, or what, just all of the media stories they're fed on that side is that Trump is wildly popular. There's no way he could possibly lose. And that's how they buy into the big lie as well, mm-hmm. because they think, I mean, look at this, the black outreach Trump story. I mean, this is once again, we have to bolt and call on the mainstream media to do better because they just let them go, oh, there were thousands of people and black people are all voting for Trump now. And it's like, it's a church with mostly white people. I don't know, 100 people?
Yeah, maybe.
So there was thousands of people and black people were all going to vote. It's all smoke and mirrors.
And only one of the black folks that was there was actually from Detroit.
Yeah, thank
the others
you.
They brought in.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it, you know, and this is the few. Oh, sorry. A little tussle going on.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde tussle.
Are they fighting over Tilly's treasures?
This is politics today, and that rope tie is democracy.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
Won.
Yeah. Well, she's a little bit of a psycho. Okay.
Doesn't bode well.
You played the bitey kiss game with her quite a few times. Every now and again, you notice she does do the bite just to make keep you on your toes.
Yes, she does.
She's like, okay.
She wants you to flinch.
Made you flinch. Yeah, but this is why the few and far between Fox News, Howie Kurtz, of course, is the only one.
Exactly. Good for him.
He ripped misleading coverage, including his own network, Fox's, of the cheap fakes, showing the Biden at the G7 mm-hmm. skydiving show. RNC research seized on the moment the president moved away from the group to congratulate a skydiver who was packing his chute. So then the prime minister of Italy then grabbed Biden's arm to draw his, because they were doing a group photo.
Right.
But of course, they're like, oh, he had no idea where he was. And she had to grab. He was right. First of all, you go that in some ways, too, it's so the opposite because Biden's such a good guy.
Right.
He's focused on like saying thumbs up
right.
to this guy who must have been thrilled. And then she just was like, we're, you know,
we're going to do the photo.
Right. Oh, good God. Okay. Hold, please. Hold, please. Hold, please. Oh, here's there's like a million of these a day. CNN had to deny yesterday in its upcoming debate between Biden and Trump that they'd be seated after Judge Boxwine, mm-hmm. Judge Pirro, ran with the false claim. She said, we don't even get to see them walk in. They'll be seated. So, you know, this was one less obstacle to worry about for Biden.
Not true.
Did I get the volume right? Or was
I think
too
so.
Quiet?
Yeah. I think
you didn't show
it.
Your cooter, though.
So CNN debunked the claim. They both, they said they're going to stand and it's like any other debate, and that's like a yay. But it's just, this one, by the way, I don't think I got to this yesterday. The New York Times, this is the problem. There's no difference anymore in this, you know, ecosystem. They stated the president's campaign, President Biden's campaign is trying to paint his rival as a convicted felon. He is
paint
a convicted
him?
Felon.
He
How
is.
Do you paint someone as a convicted felon who is, in fact,
a convicted felon?
Yes. Thank you. Jeff Charlotte said these New York Times headlines are getting comically bad. Paints? No, Trump is a felon. It's not an opinion. It's amazing the lengths legacy media goes to soft pedal basic facts about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. Like we were saying, like they make it sound like, oh, that's just rude to call him a criminal.
It's not
He's
rude.
A felon.
This is how our law works.
He's a criminal.
Right. He's a felon.
By the way, did you see that Steve Bannon might not go to, like, a cupcake prison?
I know.
I think that's because his lice are hardened criminals.
Yeah.
They can't.
He may actually be at Rikers for a time.
Yes. That's what that. I've read, yeah.
Because I had to be reminded that he has another trial coming up.
Yes.
Hold, mm-hmm. please.
And during that trial, they may have to house him at Rikers.
Right, at Rikers.
Yeah.
You don't want to be at Rikers for any moment.
Until then.
That's too hardcore even for his life.
That's difficult.
And they're hardcore.
Rikers is awful.
Right. Aaron Burnett said this is not at all what Bannon was hoping for and frankly seemed to be expecting.
Oh, I just...
Does that warm the cockles of your heart?
He will not be serving his 4-month sentence at a minimum security club fed prison. So this is what I forgot. Bannon will go on trial in September for defrauding donors. It's just insane. As part of the We Build the Wall campaign,
right.
Trump pardoned Biden, freeing him of federal charges, but obviously, right. presidents can't pardon on state charges. I swear, justice and karma will come for these mother mm-hmm. one way or another.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, as Chris said, Bannon may very well transfer to Rikers.
You don't want
to
be there,
or he can say
man.
Hi to all the other Trump crooks like Alan Weisselberg and...
You just don't want to be there for an hour, let alone any length of time.
Right?
It's a horrible place.
Welcome to the Rock. Oh, that's Alcatraz.
Yeah, that's
different
coast.
Different everything.
Yeah. Well, it was a bad Sean Connery, so either way.
Also true.
By the way, I loved... Oh, I saved one of our hate things. Not about our looks, Jody. I posted pictures of Jody
funny.
And I at the Biden fundraiser,
right?
And Guy, someone, just said, Democrats are the party of the rich, which...
No, somebody said we took our jets.
Oh, that was my other favorite one. They said Jody and I got back into our private jet after.
And then I tweeted back at the guy going, well, I live only like 15 miles from downtown. Wouldn't a helicopter make more sense?
Private jet 10 minutes home, as we always do.
Yes.
They said, yeah, and then you get back in your private jet 10 minutes home.
Why would I drive all the way to Santa Monica or Van Nuys or LAX just to
cheap
drive
seats.
Home?
Yeah.
And you took an Uber.
Exactly.
Like Barbra Streisand.
Right. Ah.
I mean, I just, the Democrats are and have always been the party of the working people.
Yes.
Unless you make over $400,000 a year, the Democratic Party is the party that's going to help you.
Right.
Oh, my God. Not to mention tariffs and all this other crap Trump is talking about is going to shoot up costs for average Americans. And plus, you're like, you're the one sending your insulin money for this guy's bail money and his next 17, you know, crimes. And you're calling us suckers? Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, we're the elitist party. What was, didn't you just send me a story yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't remember the whole, the percentage of big dollar donors.
Oh, yeah.
Way bigger for Trump. These giant, you know, Republican fat cats.
Yeah.
They do, there's one Hollywood thing and they focus on that. Like, oh, you're the party.
Yeah, they focus on New York and Hollywood and that's it.
Right. Right. And he gets way more money from the, I'm just like, really, don't brag about sending your rent money to a crook. Like, he got my money from the common man. I'm like, all right, good luck. Good luck. We, Jody and I laugh at you as we get into our private jet every day.
Yeah, because I take a jet here.
Private jet? Jesus.
Jetpacks made of beef?
Yeah, flew out of there in a helicopter like Diana Ross at the Super Bowl.
That was only. Yeah, that was us.
Yeah.
The president had SEAL Team 6 extract us and get home even quicker. It's the kind of coastal elites we are.
Lindy Lee, she arranged for that.
She did. Yeah, sure. That was very nice of her.
Too. Yeah.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Modi. Okay. I don't know how much more I can explain how my dogs love Dr. Marty Sage's blood. And also, Cod Krispies have enriched our lives in magical ways. These if you've ever seen, it's like, it is dog crack. They, not just the morning zoomies, they right. spin, they like spin. It's like the old, you know, breakdancers, they do that little thing.
Right, right.
They throw down some cardboard and they get on their
back. Yeah, they throw down some cardboard.
Okay.
People throw money.
Sure.
Okay.
You read about in the papers, right?
Because
you're way too young to know
that. Yeah, Nature's Blood from Dr. Maudie, world-renowned veterinarian. He has been using these superfoods in his own practice, and dogs are living way longer.
Yep.
They're so fluffy, I could die. Just telling you, it is the whole movement in pet food, as you know, is real food. This is real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. That means everything stays in there. All those nutrients are packed in and that flavor. Incredible. Yum. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies.
They're wild caught cod skin treats. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They love so much. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller at 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that's it, Charles. Jody, it's Dragon Tail tweeted of the pictures of Jody and I at the Biden fundraiser, and then you flew home on your private jets. Pathetic. It would not be pathetic if I had a private jet. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But thanks for thinking that we make enough money in our basement.
Both of us,
we each have a private jet.
Right. Where did we park it downtown?
We only live 5 minutes away. I'm not giving Jody a ride. It's my private jet. Well, get your own. Oh, you did.
Where will we park it, though? Like, do we have to go all the way to LAX or Santa Monica?
We don't care. We're coastal elites. We don't care where we park our private jets. Just willy-nilly.
Can I borrow the jet this weekend?
No! It's mine! Get your own. Okay. He's obviously unaware. We do a show in my basement, which, I don't know. The phone system cost a penny and frequently doesn't work.
Right. And our cars are not in this decade.
That's true, too. I have a 2006 car, but yes,
wow, you're two decades away.
Shocking for someone with a private jet.
I used to be. Now I'm in the...
You're two decades away.
I was a 2002 until this past year, and now I'm a 2011.
So yeah.
I've made it.
No, listen, Jody's nicer than I am, so she's like, could I pick you up in my private jet? I was like, no, I want a bigger carbon footprint. I want to use my own jet to go 10 minutes away to downtown.
Al Gore flies on jets.
I swear, this other side of the media coverage. Tony and I were there. President Biden was sharp, funny. Ay, ay, ay. We're there in person. to worry about videos edited, right? Mm-hmm. Christopher Webb said, it's so pathetic the news media around the country reported Trump's rally was his pitch to the black community when they could have just checked beyond what his campaign told them to see it was all a lie. I didn't see any news media reporting that after the, quote, black church, Trump spoke at a convention where they proudly displayed a white boy summer banner, a white nationalist slogan. And there's like, I don't know, two black people and all white people.
Yeah.
This tiny crowd at a quote-unquote black church.
Tops,
right?
200 people tops.
Yeah. Charlie Pierce and Steve Marmel, comedian extraordinaire, all coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is moving ahead with plans for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Bidders have until Monday to respond. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee School Board president says the district is committed to fixing the district's financial problems. Work on the federal farm bill forges on. Family farm advocates want cuts in subsidies to large factory farms known as CAFOs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says that money would be better spent on operations like hers.
Things like filter strips along streams and rivers, which helps with erosion and also helps with nitrates and other pollutants entering the water.
Large farm operators say they do use federal money to defend against environmental damage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Silver Dollar Tavern is no more after a decades-long fight from one of the candidates for U.S. Senate. Eric Hovde's company, Hovde Properties, tore down the Silver Dollar over the weekend. It was the oldest operating bar in Madison. Rolling Stone reports that the Hovde family, through the company, spent decades pressuring owners to sell, eventually buying the buildings around it, which stayed vacant for years. Hovde bought the property in February, saying it was necessary for the Wisconsin Historical Society's new museum. It's Pollinator Week. Pollinators take pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow. Wisconsin is home to 400 different types of pollinators, including rare butterflies, hummingbirds, and 20 species of bumblebee. To support them, the DNR encourages people to grow native plants like milkweed, coneflower, and bee balm. Providing water and shelter and not using pesticides or herbicides can help them too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
It's 76 at our studios.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the hot weather continues and we do a segment of the good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Before Trump is a thug, he's a crook, and before he's a crook, he's a head case. So he will not, of course he should make the election, but the incumbent. That's what every challenger should always do. But when the challenger is a raving, out-of-control egomaniac, he can't do it. So the election will be about Trump. And the central, there's one poll that has mattered over the past 10 years, and that is this. Blah, 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 Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. And the answer is 47% yes, 52% no.
Oh, thank you, David Frum.
I know.
That calmed me from David Frum.
I'm glad.
It's true. We talked to Fernanda about this yesterday, Amandi, that, we have to just keep telling ourselves, in elections, this is why I'm wearing Blue Mommy today. Mm-hmm. In elections where actual people actually vote, we have been winning by a lot. And we just got to keep our head down. And I don't know what else to do but just pointing out the truth. I don't know what else we do. I don't know how else you combat these cheap fakes and deep fakes and constant lies. Here's what I was going to say. They're talking about, a lot of debate, because it's supposed to be next Thursday now, the debate. Mm-hmm. A lot of analysis. With the first 2020 debate between Biden, 2024 debate, less than 2 weeks away, one Republican consultant said both candidates have trigger points they both need to rise above if they want to come out on top. He said that's much easier for President Biden, who's shown an ability to control himself, unlike the former. No kidding.
No kidding.
Because he's a psychotic rage monster in the throes of dementia, so there's that. There will be Trump going after President Biden's son. President Biden will go after Donald Trump as a felon. Well, one happens to be a fact, and the other is, Donald Trump will just try to be a D about a guy who has struggled with and apparently overcome an addiction problem. So, and this analyst said Trump, I think, is going to be a train wreck. This is why Fernando Mondi had tweeted yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. He said, if I'm his campaign manager, there's no way I'd let him get on stage.
I wouldn't.
To debate
that
Biden.
So stupid.
Yeah, we'll see. The problem is, they know those are lies,
right?
The cheap fakes and the deep fakes and all that stuff. They know Biden is, as Kevin McCarthy said, sharp and whatever. So, that's what they're scared of, is they know the real Biden's going to show up, not the one that they keep trying to, cheap fake us into believing is decrepit. Randy Mayhem Singer tweets, for 4 years, we dreaded every single disastrous day of Trump. What unfathomably horrific or inconceivably stupid thing did he say? What horrible, cruel, or moronic thing did he do? Having to read and see clips of his blathering, we're halfway back to those days. Let's loudly, overwhelmingly make him irrelevant once and for all. Oh, my God. What kind of, don't underestimate the amount of people just want him to shut the up and go away forever.
Right.
Do not underestimate the exhaustion factor.
My concern is if he loses, he'll just throw his hat in the ring again.
Oh, God. Okay. Seth, our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos and shomo jomo. So I want to talk about the polls. But before I do, most importantly, I want to confirm your Steph Head story yesterday. Because that was me talking to one of your buddies.
To Lyndon from Major Taylor. He said he was doing AIDS rod.
Exactly. It was Lyndon, day one lunch in San Gregorio, and we were chatting about you. So I'm confirming the truth of the Steph Head story.
Yeah, well, Chris needs all kinds of, photographic and verbal evidence.
I said
evidence.
I believe that one.
Yes, you did.
I said I believe that one.
Yes, How about this one? Scott tweeted, true story, I went to the bank the other day, and a guy with a gun and a mask barged in and shouted, I'm here to rob you. And I said, as in Robin Trish? He said, you must be a Steph Head. We laughed and laughed, and then we walked out, and no harm was done. Robin Trish particularly
That's
loved
exactly
that one.
Right.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, so it was me and Lyndon.
Okay.
So anyway, the poll. The only poll that matters besides the one at the Itchy Kitty is the polls that people show up on Election Day. And when you look at that fact over the last 3 years, Democrats have outperformed expectations. Even on the races that we lost, that we weren't ours to win, we outperformed. So those are the polls that matter. The Republicans know this. They know they have nothing. And that is why they revert to, saying things about Biden pooping in his pants. They're like monkeys in a cage throwing feces.
Right.
And they know that the American people want democracy. They want women's reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. And they also know that the people in the swing state, unless you're a MAGA, also see through all of their feces. And the bottom line is that's how desperate they are. And the more desperate they are, the more insane they are. And the bottom line is just what you said. Joe Biden is stealth. And when that debate happens, it is going to be an amazing night. You mark my words.
Yeah.
And I just want people to know, like, don't get upset about the stupid polls that are happening now. They are meaningless because, again, it's when people go to the polls, and that is a fact. That's math that you can count on. You can bank on that.
Right.
And that's
some people
happening.
Are still in mid tantrum. Like, just think of be a mom in the Walmart parking lot. Just wait till they finish spinning. Okay. You ready? Let's go for ice cream.
Right.
Okay.
They'll tire themselves out.
With Uncle Joe.
Right.
They'll tire themselves out.
That's right. Can I just say this is kind of a heartbreaking a true Steph story, but involving Denver, which we will be going to
City by
Saturday,
the
and we get to hang out with our Free Speech TV people, the Free Speech TV based in Denver.
Yes.
All our democracy warriors there. Dan in Denver, this is, I hear stories like this all the time at Sexy Liberals, and this just broke my heart, but he says, dear Steph, my brother was a dedicated and loyal listener of your show from way back in the day, along with Tom Hartman's program. Since my brother died of suicide in 2016, I felt the need to keep him closer to me every day. I've been listening to yours and Tom's show since 2017 to keep my brother's memory with me. And he shared your outrage and Tom's intelligence.
Wait a minute. That was a little bit of a
Sometimes dig. Tom is outraged and I'm sometimes intelligent. All right, whatever.
Stop clock.
It took me a year to be able to embrace his loss and also embrace the ways to keep him with me. Out in the wild, I've never met another Steph Head over ashwagandha or any other supplement or bike ride in or out of Walgreens. Because I haven't met any other Steph Head, I bought 4 tickets to Sexy Liberal in Denver to bring 3 newbies to the fold, my wife, my mom, and her boyfriend. Since my brother was a huge fan of yours, this will keep him with us one more time. Ugh. As he really was on the side of Chris LaVoy in every instance.
Stopwatch.
Looking forward to meeting a room of Steph Heads for the first time, Dan in Denver. Oh. Everybody give Dan a
hug. Yes. Everybody give him a big hug.
A huge, biggest hug ever. Giant group hug, Dan.
He needs to stand up and say, "Hi, I'm Dan.
I'm Dan."
Yeah.
Exactly.
So people can hug him.
Exactly.
All right. Our friend, our buddy, our pal, friend in a bunker. Joe Walsh. former Republican congressman.
Look, what did Trump say yesterday? Trump said last night that he said this before, he will side with Putin. Let's be really clear about what Donald Trump said if he's reelected. He will side with Putin. He'll cut off Ukraine. He doesn't want Ukraine to win. He will side with Putin. Absolutely, Biden's got to go after that.
Went on to say.
What's so difficult is Donald Trump is so manifestly crazy and unfit. And a lot of voters, because it's been 3.5-4 years, have forgotten about how crazy and unfit Trump is. Biden's got to lean into it. He is a threat to democracy, Donald Trump is. And Joe Biden's got to remind people of that every single day.
I mean, to Joe's point, Chris, that's what I keep saying. The Biden campaign, I think, is being really smart in that all they have to do is use actual clips of Trump. Like, he gives us more, go on and on. I don't care about you. What else has he said recently? He says all of this stuff out loud now. You don't need to, they don't need to deep fake it or cheap fake it. They just use actual stuff and just like, I'm Joe Biden and approve this. We have one, I think, 19, real quick. Yeah. Hold, please. Biden ad.
In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working, lowering health care costs and making big corporations pay their fair share. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Shut up, New York Times. He is a criminal.
There he goes, trying to paint Donald Trump like a felon again. Speaking of health care, dear Jesus, did anybody see the Dr. Fauci interview with
some of it?
First of all, it's sad because Rachel Maddow's on too late for me now. But I saw a clip. But what a lunatic Trump is. There's just more and more stories from everybody that worked with him about him casually talking about executions. Trump cursed out that Joe Biden and promised to kick his ass in what was then the upcoming election, in what Dr. Fauci called an unnerving final phone conversation. This is directly from Fauci's book, right? By this time, the virus had infected more than 9 million Americans, killed 230,000. New daily cases were hitting record highs, but out on the campaign trail, Trump insisted, "We're turning the corner. We're turning the corner. We're rounding the curve. We will vanquish the virus." Everybody wants me to fire you, the president said to me during a call, but I'm not going to fire you. You have too illustrious a career, but you have to be positive. The country cannot stay locked down. You have to give them hope. I like you, but so many people, not only in the White House, but throughout the country, hate you because of what you're doing. I'm going to win this,
effing
election by a landslide. Oh. Just wait and see. I always did things my way, and I always win, no matter what all these other people think. And that, or Biden, he's so stupid, I'm going to kick his ass in this election.
He sounds nice.
Just a rageaholic, criminal lunatic.
Yep.
How many more stories do we need of people that work directly with him? You're having people coming out. It's not even age-related necessarily. People from the Apprentice going, yes, he's a lunatic. He said the N-word. He pooped himself. He, you know, on and on and on. It's like, okay. Oh, my God, his obsession with Deborah Messing. That's fantastic.
That's weird and creepy.
That's just weird from the Apprentice days. And he's still obsessed with her. I did a fundraiser for her. Me and John Fugelsang and Senator Boxer. I got to hang out with her backstage. She's a delight.
I met her once. She was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice lady.
He's just so creepy.
It's about Taylor Swift or weird.
The XYZ actors. He's just... Okay. Mary in Nebraska. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I'm here in Omaha, Nebraska. I know that Chris has been to Nebraska.
I have.
It's not for everyone, but it's for you.
We have the home of the College World Series here in Omaha.
You are.
Since 1950. And usually there's a California team. There doesn't happen to be this year. But nonetheless, I've had season tickets since 1999. Got six grandkids. Always take them to the series. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I take three of the grand blessings to the series. And, of course, you know, they're not really into that much baseball. They want to get some swag. They want to get some merch.
Sure.
So we're walking through, and Grandma never says no. These children have never heard the word no from their grandma.
You don't even know how to form the word.
It's a grandma.
To a grand blessing.
That's what they do. Grandmas and aunts and uncles.
That's right. And at one station, I thought of John Fugelsang, you know, our Bible know-it-all, because they had a T-shirt with Jesus pitching, and it said Jesus saved, and I noticed that he's a lefty. I thought of John Fugelsang. But anyway, so the grand blessings are buying merch, and Phoebe, the 9-year-old, who was a 24-weeker, weighed a pound and 10 ounces when she was born in the NICU for 104 days, she picked up a stuffed animal. She picked up this little stuffed animal. I think it was a sloth or a koala bear. And she's like, Grandma, can I have this? Can I have this? And I said, well, of course. And then I said, but I really don't want to buy it from this place. And she said, why? And I said, well, turn around and look. And there on the wall of merch in this particular tent, they had T-shirts that said, you know, free Trump, whatever. They had Donald Trump T-shirts. Phoebe looks at me and she says, oh, my God. And she throws the koala bear down on the ground and says, let's get out of here.
I'm like, atta girl.
Yay. A little teeny tiny sexy liberal. Yay. All right.
Yeah. We listen to Stephanie Miller every morning when I take her to school. So she's a stephead already.
That's some super bad grandparenting. But thank you for that. Thank you. Love you. She is the future. Her
love
specifically.
You,
that's right.
All right. Goodbye. I love that. Fantastic little tiny stiff head.
Yeah.
We needed a replacement for the Charlie Rangel impersonator who
she's like in med school now.
Med school.
Charlie Rangel.
Now, is she doing.
Everyone has aged out on this show, including me.
Is she going to learn plastic surgery? Because.
Let's raise the next generation of little plastic surgeons, shall we? So we can just Benjamin Button this show forever. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Mommy's Morning Kick. That's how I do it. That's how it rates. Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of the We Don't Age stuff It's because of our morning kick. Just saying. Oh, we're trying to figure out how to get the Curb Your Enthusiasm music on me riding my bike on the 5 freeway. But what you can know is that in that bottle that kept me, you know, going was my morning kick. Yes. Strawberry lemonade flavor, 10 supplements.
Yum.
Right? Ashwagandha. That's how the first two Ashwagandha. That's how the first true Stephhead story got started.
That's
because
right.
of ashwagandha.
Exactly.
But there's also probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your muscles, your joints, your gut health, your energy, you name it. It's all in there. 10 supplements in one. It's been a game changer for me. It's in my bike bottle, my hiking bottle, you name it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use that code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Whoa.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
She's your human fox blocker. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. No. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have 3 children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina and I'm name dropping her. She's a helper like I am.
Yes.
It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you and just so, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by our new friends at Cook Unity. Oh, my God. So excited about Cook Unity.
Oh, yeah.
These are chef fancy meals delivered right to you during the week. Listen, cooking is no bueno for me.
No.
This is Cook Unity, the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. Ding dong. Hi. It's cheaper than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal at checkout. 50% off your first week. You have to try these yummy, yummy, yummy meals. And by the way, something for everybody. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, you name it. Hundreds of dishes to choose from. And the menu is updated constantly. Options for 7 different dietary preferences. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, and packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. Cook Unity packaging is compostable, recyclable, reusable. Pick as little as 4, maybe as many as 16 meals a week. Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. That code is liberal before checkout for 50% off. Try it with mama. 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Oh, I have a new favorite. What is this, a Threads? Dad Says Jokes?
Yeah. I followed that guy forever. He's very funny.
Yeah. Last night I had a nightmare that disco was making a comeback. At first I was afraid. I was petrified.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
Funny.
Is that a dad joke? It's funny.
It's an old dad joke, but it's funny.
I hear disco's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Chris in Chicago. Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Okay, so about 2 weeks ago, I saw Simone Sanders was on, and she said, instead of this, when they go low, we go high. When they go low, we go toe to toe.
Yeah.
And that is what I've been saying.
I like it.
I like that.
We go, we substitute Jasmine Crockett. When they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett.
There you go.
Right, Karen, in Chicago?
Yeah. That is right. And here's the thing. It is demonstratively, there's a huge difference. And there's no doubt in my mind, if it comes down to a debate, Biden is going to hand Trump his ass again. And now we've got 4 years later, and we know that he is completely unhinged. Trump is completely unhinged. He's completely delusional. Versus we saw Joe Biden in the State of the Union address. And this is the thing. If he brings up Hunter, who did not serve in the administration, has never been in government, then he can go back at him with Jared Kushner, who took $2 billion
from
the Saudi government.
Yep.
So I hope that he does that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
love you guys.
I love you too. But this is what I mean about, you know, they just over and over, you know, the right wing narrative, you know, Biden's decrepit, Biden's decrepit, Biden's dying. Oh my God. He's, you know, and then he shows up and they just change the conspiracy theory. When he shows up and does an amazing State of the Union, right? They go, oh, well,
he's on crack.
Yeah. It just, you know, so that's why, like, you can't worry how they're going to, because they're not going to be able to spin. That's why I agree with you guys that I am just not sure he's going to show up.
Because I don't think he is.
I think they know the truth.
I think at this point, I think it's 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Sue in Rockville, hello.
Hey, 3 quick things. One, thank you for giving us Glenn Kirshner, who did a special Zoom with all the staff heads last night.
Aww.
There were 60 people. It was awesome, and that's thanks to you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 2,
this is
a simple election. Do you want decency or degeneracy?
Thank you.
Biden is a thoroughly decent human being. Trump is degenerate. Degenerate at every level. Just ask Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, well, I can't. He's dead.
Okay. Sorry, we didn't get to the third thing. Charlie Pierce and Steve Marmel all coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt, and Civic Media's own Northeast Wisconsin reporter, Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.